And now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 16th of June 2024. There are warnings of gales in Humber, Thames and Dover. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 40s, 993, expected Scotland, 996 by midnight tonight. Atlantic low, 1006, expected West Fitzroy, 1004 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira. Cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional rain, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover. Southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Showers, thundery at first in Humber. Good, occasionally poor at first in Humber. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good. Biscay. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in north. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. North or northwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later in west. 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good. Irish Sea. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. North or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, good. Rockall, Malham. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. North or northeast 5 to 7, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later in east. Rain or showers, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Faroes. North or northeast 5 to 7, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4 until later in west, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 15th of June. Tyree, automatic. Northwest 3, 16 miles 998, rising slowly. Stornoway. Northeast 5, mist 3 miles 999, rising slowly. Lerwick. North northeast 5, 13 miles 999, falling slowly. Wick, automatic. Northeast 4, rain, 2 miles, 997, steady. Aberdeen, north 2, rain, 8 miles, 995, steady. Lucas, west by north 2, recent rain, 30 miles, 996, steady. Boomer, northwest by north 2, 8 miles, 995, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 997, rising slowly. Sandbetty light vessel automatic. Southwest 6, 5 miles, 1004. Greenwich light vessel automatic. 5 miles, 1003. St. Catherine's Point automatic. West southwest 6, 1002, rising slowly. Jersey. Southwest by west, 4. Recent precipitation, 8 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic. West, 5, 7 miles, 1,003, rising slowly. Milford Haven. West by south, 5, recent rain, 7 miles, 998, rising slowly. Aberporth. Southwest by west, 4, recent rain, 7 miles, 998, rising slowly. Valley. North by east, 2, 12 miles, 997, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby. Northeast by east, 2, 16 miles, 997, rising slowly. Valentia. Northwest by west, 4, 15 miles, 1,002, rising slowly. Ronald's Way. Northwest, 1, 997, rising slowly. Malinhead. North by west, 3, 11 miles, 999, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic. North, 1, 8 miles, 997, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 15th of June 2024. The general situation. A complex area of low pressure will persist over the United Kingdom this weekend and into Monday, bringing strong winds at times. There'll be heavy, possibly thundery showers with fog patches over northern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming north or northwest 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Cyclonic 2 to 4, showers, rain for a time in north. Good, occasionally poor in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Showers, thundery for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest 3 to 5. Showers, thundery for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first and south. Showers, thundery at first. Good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, then fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, then fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 4 to 6, backing west or southwest 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally poor at first in the Bristol Channel. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northwest, backing southwest later, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. West or northwest 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West or northwest 3 to 5, rain or showers for a time. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, rain or showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, then fair, rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, showers, then fair, rain with fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, occasional rain, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, it's always wonderful to hear what the shipping forecast means to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to one each night. Stephen Nicholson writes us saying, I listen to the shipping forecast nearly every night in bed. I live in Midwest Cornwall, about 10 miles from Perranporth, with the Lundy Sea area to the north, and Falmouth, the Plymouth Sea area, 10 miles to the south. Locally, he says, the inshore water forecasts help me find where to go in Cornwall for the better weather, whilst nationally, the shipping forecast reminds me I'm part of the wide and wonderful United Kingdom, with all its rich variety of geography and people, many of whom are listening to the shipping forecast just like I do, and some of them who are travelling by the sea. Many thanks to all the compilers, he says, and announcers for the shipping forecast for a great service, with all good wishes from Stephen Nicholson near Truro. Well, do let me know if you are listening from a particular sea area. You can always drop me a line to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Chris Aldridge in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
Welcome to The Inquiry with me, Tanya Beckett, from the BBC World Service. A hidden camera, the First Lady, the President, and a pastor.
In the video, you can overhear him gifting her this bag, but you cannot see him giving the bag itself.
The story of a designer gift that has rocked one of Asia's most powerful countries.
President Yoon has become the first and so far the only South Korean president who would not have control of the National Assembly at any time within his presidential term.
All of which has far-reaching implications.
The problem's imminent in the sense that North Korea has nuclear weapons and we don't know, you know, what direction they're going to take.
This week on The Inquiry, we're asking, what does a designer handbag say about South Korean politics?
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A draft communique issued in Switzerland at the Ukraine Peace Summit, with 100 countries attending, reaffirms the territorial integrity of the country and states that any threat or use of nuclear weapons against it is inadmissible. Earlier, the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said accepting the Russian occupation of Ukrainian territory would lead to further conflict.
Freezing the conflict today with foreign troops occupying Ukrainian land is not an answer. In fact, it is a recipe for future wars of aggression. Instead, we need to support a comprehensive, just, and sustainable peace for Ukraine. One that restores Ukraine's sovereignty and its territorial integrity.
Russia was not invited to Switzerland and China did not participate. Israel's prime minister has vowed to continue the war against Hamas after 8 soldiers were killed in a blast in southern Gaza, the deadliest incident for the IDF in months. Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel must nevertheless stick to the goals of the war.
In deep sorrow, in heavy mourning, I bow my head together with all the citizens of Israel and mourn the fall of our heroic warriors. Despite the heavy and staggering cost, we must stick to the goals of the war, destroying the military and government capabilities of Hamas, returning all our hostages, making sure that Gaza will no longer pose a threat to Israel, and returning our residents safely to their homes.
Health authorities in the occupied West Bank say Israeli troops have shot dead a 16-year-old boy as they stormed the town of Beit Furik, east of Nablus. An Israeli official said soldiers used lines.